This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To some rhyme and reason as to what today is all about. Monday, the 25th of November. I pride myself with what I think is our ability to make sense out of some of the stuff that's going on. Doesn't seem to make much sense. Finding rhyme and reason. If it's messed up, you have to kind of call it out like we do. Can't change what you don't acknowledge. And we know that there are a lot of things that need some change, so let's get to it. Jennifer Horn is here with her point of view, Victoria, and her point of view and her research. All the ladies do a lot of work to be prepared for conversation of this program. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. So Rudy Giuliani thinks somebody's trying to bump him off. Who would be trying to bump him off, Jennifer?
Well, maybe some of the Bidens and their crimes.
The Bidens want to bump off the Giulianis. Wow.
Rudy Giuliani, in this impeachment inquiry, has suggested that he has dirt on the Biden family that would be released if something were to happen to him. This is like a New York movie, right? Where someone says, "Hey, you take me out, I've got a chain that will release the information."
But he's got insurance, I thought, against all of that. That's what you're saying, right?
He's got an insurance policy, exactly. Mm-hmm. So he was on Fox and Friends over the weekend, and he said that he was being sarcastic when he said that he had an insurance policy against the president last week, but he said he does have a real insurance policy against the Bidens that, he said he's very good friends with the president and that any comments that he would have made suggesting an insurance policy against him were made in humor. But he said he knows what he's got on the line with the dirt that he dug up on Biden. Now, he didn't offer any proof, but he did tweet after that appearance on Fox News that he has files in his safe about the Biden family's four-decade monetizing of their position of power. He said, quote, "If I disappear, it will immediately appear." He also referred to his RICO chart, mentioning the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, which is a federal law aimed at prosecuting organized crime, may imply Giuliani still has some information that's not been released yet publicly from his days as U.S. attorney. So he also said on Twitter,
"What nationality is Giuliani?"
Yeah, I don't know what the mafia is. I've never heard of it before.
No.
He also said that the mafia couldn't kill me, so no, I am not worried about all of the swamp press. It was a busy day on social media for Giuliani, who is said to be under investigation now for his own possible campaign finance violations and failure to register as a foreign agent. He said, again, without elaborating, that he plans to bring out a massive pay-for-play scheme under the Obama administration that will be devastating to the Democrats.
Has confessed to...
He did. Biden did confess on tape. I mean, that's why everybody, like, glossing it over is interesting.
When did he do that?
Joe, this year, he was caught bragging about how he gave them 6 hours to fire this prosecutor, and they did it. He was standing before a crowd when he talked about it. Really? So, yeah.
But see, that's not really the whole narrative, though. And that's not... There were every other country that is our ally, they were all working together to get rid of the corrupt prosecutor in Ukraine. And every other country did the same thing and said that they were not going to help Ukraine unless they did the right thing and got rid of the corrupt prosecutor. It was not Joe Biden. He was not acting autonomously. President Obama, everybody was doing the same thing. This is not bragging about it on tape. Maybe he was saying that he was tough on a corrupt prosecutor, sure. But this is not the same thing that we're talking about with impeachment with President Trump. And I don't think it's fair that we keep blending the narrative because it's a different story.
It's absolutely the same thing. It's all about corruption in Ukraine, which has been a huge problem for a long time. And so if it's
eliminating that
one administration,
yes, that's what every country is related.
But it wasn't just a prosecutor that was
corrupt. Related to the Russians stirring
the
pot.
But that's who they were talking about.
Wait a minute. Hello? Am I on the air?
What were you saying? Go ahead.
Wait a minute. Aha! How much of this is tied to the Russians destabilizing the Ukrainian government and the country itself with some of its own foolishness, about 8 years or so ago, when Putin wanted to have the resort on the Crimean Sea? So
it was 2012. He went in and took Crimea.
Okay, so how much of this stuff was perpetrated or started by the disruption of the Russians back then?
Corruption's been a problem for Ukraine a long time.
Yeah,
Ukraine
all
needs
the Eastern Bloc
right
countries.
Now. Yeah, they need us. They need our support because Russia is just there. It's step by step. They're getting closer and closer. And I think that if we don't support Ukraine, and I think that's exactly why, going back to the Obama administration, when Joe Biden was talking about what that prosecutor and all the other corruption that was going on in Ukraine, all of our allies were trying to support Ukraine against Russia. We're still trying to do that.
The United States wasn't being a great ally to Ukraine during the Obama administration. Obama let Russia invade the country. He didn't even give them any military support. All he did was give them humanitarian aid for blankets, for meals, for MREs, those types of things. That's what he did as part of his administration. They had no initiative to help Ukraine militarily. And actually, what people, again, don't really talk much about is when Obama was caught off mic at a speaking event and he said to the Russian ambassador, "I'll have more room after I get reelected to help you," no one made a big deal about that. And so what is being said is that was it Obama helping Russia when he didn't do anything to stop them from invading Ukraine, even though they should be one of our most important allies in that area?
All right, let's keep moving here a little bit. The target continues to move. All right, time for a report from BDI's Bolton. Apparently, Mr. Adam Schiff doesn't like Bolton, because he said he's going to have to answer one day. People save what they know for a book. And so Bolton has come out with a book.
The rumor is he got $3 million for advance. Yeah.
Simon & Schuster. Book will be published before the election next year. He attached software to his Twitter account. What does that mean? Software? What do you?
No, he says he was locked out of his Twitter account by the White House.
Oh, okay.
Well, and he said after
now,
he left.
Now or after
no,
he, left?
He went. He after he left, he couldn't get. He this is what he's claiming, that he was still unable to gain control of his Twitter account again. This is his personal Twitter account. He says the White House had control of it. They would not give him access to it. He had to go through Twitter to reclaim his account. The same way, if I was hacked and someone took over my Twitter account, I can go to Twitter, verify that it is me, go through a bunch of steps, and then regain control. That he's claiming that that's what he had to do because the White House shut him out. So who knows if that's true or not? I don't know.
This is not like meat to the grist mill here, but of the Democratic Party royalty, Adam Schiff is one of the people I have the least I just find him to be so self-serving. I find a lot of politicians.
He's my congressman. Do you know he's never written legislation that passed that's helped the district
nothing.
At all? I mean, he's never. Nothing.
Nothing. No. And so all he's talking about is the impeachment. There's got to be some kind of character flaw. When somebody gets, and I'd say this about Nadler and a few of these others. No, Nancy Pelosi, say what you will about her, she's pretty smart, and she's also pretty even-keeled. It's taken a lot to push her into the party potentates want to impeach Trump. You know, she's never very enthusiastic about it because she realizes, because she's smart, that this is not something that's going to do him any good. But because there's so much energy behind it from people like Schiff and Nadler, she feels, okay, I got to do something. But, you know, they all know. What is it that Schiff thinks he's going to get out of this? He's the one that's most vocal and most visible, although Nadler and his approach to things. It's just the same.
They gave it to Schiff because they know Nadler was not capable of handling this. So they gave it to Schiff. It's not traditional for the Intel Committee to do these hearings. The judiciary should be doing them. But they know that Nadler didn't have the... He couldn't keep control of the panel.
Well, he's also not very smart. Yeah, he's not very smart. At least Schiff is pretty smart. But why is it you get into all of this stuff and come on, what do you... What for? All right, anyway,
Well, the interesting thing is I didn't get to see much news over the weekend, but I did see something that, I forget who put the poll out, but apparently a lot more Americans were watching the impeachment trials than what people anticipated.
At first they were, I think.
People are paying attention to it. Well, there was, as the sort of, you know, different people came on, Fiona Hill, and as the, you know, as the week kind of wound down, people were still watching it more than I think anyone thought the American public would care. So it'll be interesting to see how this affects polling and you know, various candidates moving forward.
Since the public hearing started, the support for impeachment with independents has dropped 10%. So, again, these polling numbers will change. It'll go up and down based on the information and people's appetite for it. But in the at least as far as the public part has gone, it hasn't been helpful, at least for independents.
Don't forget, Bloomberg officially announces spending. I just looked at one of the trades, how much money he's spending on television advertising and radio ad buys, and on digital, that is the social media, spending a lot of money to get attention. So, and as I think we said earlier, part of the money is being used to get people to just register to vote.
Voter registration.
Right, exactly. So anyway, that's the usual stuff, the push and pull of what's going on. I don't know. Is anybody paying any attention to any? I'm paying attention to Mayor Pete, but is anybody paying any attention to what any of these other candidates are saying at this point?
I think so.
Right?
Yeah. People on the left who are trying to figure out who they want to support, we're all paying attention to that.
And what are you learning? What are you getting out of listening to them?
I'm learning that Mayor Pete is still my favorite. He has been from the beginning.
But he's,
Look, there's way too much discrimination against gays in this country, and there's no way that, that unfortunately, this country is not ready for a gay president. So,
is it ready for a Jewish president?
Sad.
He's too
young. I don't
even
think anyone cares about that.
Yeah.
Why would anyone care about who's
Jewish?
Well,
why should we care about whether you're gay or not? Why is that
a factor? I don't personally care at all about anyone.
So what's the difference, though?
I'm just saying, America is not ready for that. That's not something they're going to do.
Right. What about vice president, with Bloomberg?
Maybe, but I don't know. It's the same way we've gone through all of this.
I don't think we're
going to
see two men anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same way that people didn't like Irish people and then people didn't like Italian people. I mean, what's the difference between any of them? But
apparently it was a big deal. My mom said it was a huge deal when JFK got elected because he was the first Catholic president.
Right, it was a big deal. Absolutely.
Which is just crazy to me.
Yeah, the Pope's going to run the country. That was what the Republicans were saying against him.
Oh, jeez.
The Pope's going to run the country! Pope can't run the Vatican, never mind the country. So here's something that's really pretty special and pretty new from the folks at MyPillow. Those soft, beautiful bath towels. You're using what color? Oh, yours are white, Victoria, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got
the
white towels. You like them? Are they doing a good job?
Yeah.
They're so soft, right? You like their...
Well, they're very absorbent,
which is
really... Yeah, that's a nice feature for a towel.
Isn't it?
You would think that it's a no-brainer, but...
Yes, you would think that.
Doesn't always happen.
Five designer color choices. I have green ones, didn't I? Yeah, I got green ones. You got white ones. And so you can... But you look and see what you like, what fits with your bathroom. The set includes a huge extra soft 30 by 56-inch bath towels, two of those, two 16 by 30-inch hand towels, and two washcloths. All of this made from USA cotton, crafted and manufactured in our country. These towels are very different, and you will feel it, and you'll get the first time you use them. I washed them, and then I started using them. Bingo, bango. 60-day money-back guarantee, the usual, from MyPillow. Towels using the best U.S. cotton, no fillers, no softeners. And the time is a special introductory offer, 30% off a brand new product. That's pretty cool. Use the DJV code. Click on the Radio Listener Specials, the tab at MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV and get these towels.
the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Focus. This is the music portion of this hour, the DJB program, Monday, the 25th of November. Paul McCartney has a couple of new songs, and he's sharing them. One of them is called Home Tonight. The other one is In a Hurry. Unreleased tracks from the Egypt Station sessions. They'll be included on his record store Black Friday releases. Isn't it amazing? People love this Black Friday stuff. Music-y. Now, following their digital debut Friday, Home Tonight and In a Hurry will feature on an exclusive double A-side 7-inch picture disc single for a Record Store Day's Black Friday event this Friday. Last week it was revealed that McCartney will serve one of the headliners at the Glastonbury Fair next year, the 2020 Glastonbury event. So what are we? Let's listen to this a little, Tara. This is In a Hurry.
Yep.
What do we think of this?
I like the first one better.
Yeah.
But they're both good.
Isn't it interesting the way some of these big timers could create such a unique sound using all the same tools everybody else does? I was thinking of that yesterday. I was listening to Coldplay. But, I mean, you think about that with... I mean, look at Johnny Cash and what he did with the guitar. It's just pretty amazing what people can do. I think McCartney's sound is very identifiable with him. Don't you think? I mean, his voice and
mm-hmm.
when the music sort of lays on top of each other, the chords and stuff. Yeah. And the percussion instruments, horns. Yeah. All right, so good for him. We like this. We like Home Tonight, you said better.
I think Home Tonight is, yeah, I just for me personally, I like it better, but they're both good.
All right, from the same vintage, there's the music news from the Who. The Who. They've got a new song. I don't want to get wise. Listen to this a little.
Snotty young kids. We're a standing success. Don't touch on your
Is this Peter Townsend singing?
No.
culture. This is from their upcoming LP called Who. Comes out next Friday, I think it is. Not this Friday, but the Friday after, the first Friday of December. Song reminiscent of their 1975 album, The Who by Numbers. Townsend said, I wrote this in a mid-70s style. Warning, don't get old. You might get wise.
That's interesting.
Band also announced two bonus tracks on the LP. It came actually from stuff they've unearthed. They recorded in the 60s. One of them's called Got Nothing to Prove. The other one is called Sand. The latter will be released on red, white, and blue vinyl. Townsend recently discovered Sand while digging. Hear what I'm doing there? While digging through archival material for box sets. He said, quote, I was going through, I found this demo called Sand, which was a song that I demoed for The Who in 1966. I don't quite know why we didn't record it, but we didn't. It's a song about being on the beach. It's about a love affair. It was built on sand, but quite dark. Who is the band's first new album in 13 years. 2006, they had Endless Wire. I Don't Want to Get Wise follows the previous singles Ball and Chain, and All the Music Must Fade. They're going to extend their Moving Out tour through 2020, playing a handful of dates in the UK before coming back to North America in April. So that's the latest from The Who here on the DJV program at 28 past the hour.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Seal is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Navy Secretary Richard Spencer out of a job now because of controversy involving a Navy SEAL who was court-martialed. Defense Secretary Mark Esper forcing Spencer to resign over his handling of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher's case. The Navy is reviewing the case to possibly strip him of his Navy SEAL status after he was convicted of posing for a photo with a corpse. President Trump opposes that review. Democratic White House hopeful U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar says she's seen enough evidence in the impeachment inquiry for it to go to trial in the Senate.
Yes, I made this very clear that I think this is an impeachable offense. All of the senators, including our Republican colleagues, are going to have to make this decision.
She spoke on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature.
changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We appear to be ready for another half hour of conversation. This is the week of Black Friday. It's Thanksgiving. Interesting that we... Black Friday before Thanksgiving. Let me rephrase that. This is Thanksgiving week followed by Black Friday. I'm Doug Steffen. I don't care about Black Friday because I won't do any buying. You ladies going to do some buying on Friday?
You know, I never go to the stores or the mall on Black Friday. It's too much of a zoo. It's not really my thing.
Yeah,
it's not
I do
scene.
Online shopping, which there's Cyber Monday, but now you can do online shopping for Black Friday and that whole weekend. So I have half of my gifts bought, and I'm planning to buy my other half on Friday.
Really?
So,
wish
me luck.
Yeah, I haven't even started holiday shopping yet. Wow.
I don't normally. I normally start in December, but something, I don't know, I got the bug at the end of October, and I'm doing well. So
I bought 3 Framingham pillows to give to my kids for Christmas. What do you think of that yesterday?
Pillows from Framingham?
Well, we have at the we have a general store at the farm, and one of the things they have are local items. And so
it says Framingham on the pillow.
Entering Framingham on. Yes, right.
Got it. And
so it's made in Framingham too. Pretty exciting, huh?
Nice. So wait, why did you buy 3? You have 2 kids.
Because I'm going to give one to somebody else. How's that?
Okay.
I might have one. Actually, I was thinking about getting one and putting it on one of my couches in the living room.
You're going to have them open it at the same time.
Yes. It's good to remind yourself of what town you live in.
Exactly, right. I have a
little in case you go senile on us someday. You'll remember where you are.
Thank you. I have a little red truck pillow and a cow pillow on the two couches, so a little Framingham pillow. Nice. Little extra touch of home. Sweet little things. That's what people want to go overboard, by the way, and buy all kinds of stuff. There's a very interesting reality about Black Friday and the big deals. Was it last week we were talking about the big screen TV that you buy at Walmart? So here you go. Those of you who are wanting to take advantage of some of these specials, here's something to consider before you take out a loan or you write out the check or you use your credit card. The folks at Walmart are offering a new way to buy things. Did you see this?
No.
It's an alternative to cash and credit cards. I guess you could think of it as a new way to buy now, pay later, by breaking up payments into monthly installments. Even if
you know what? A lot of
clothing.
Online retailers are doing that now.
Yeah, it's like buying a car.
Yep, I've noticed almost every website that I've shopped on recently, it says, you know, here's your total amount, or pay in four easy installments of, you know, $15 a month or whatever.
Our point of sale loans, are there, some of the retailers are attaching interest to them, and that's how they make their money. Mm-hmm. So they may, see, this is, all right, let me just, let's
But,
let's
you know,
frame
this all started, this started with QVC and the Home Shopping Network. They started that years ago because they knew people at 2 in the morning were going to be impulse shopping. And then if they couldn't afford it, they would say, oh, well, don't worry, three easy installments. Yeah. And they kind of created
that. Well, you get that from infomercials now. There's a lot of infomercials to buy stuff. So here's what happens. This is very smart, actually, and people don't think about it this way. So they see all of these screaming ads for Black Friday, buy this, buy that, the prices are the best of the year, and they'll encourage you. They're not gonna just take this lightly. They're going to watch this expand this year. Wait and see. They're going to expand these point of sale loans, and they'll attach an interest payment to them so that it gets the price of what you buy back up to what it was normally. Wait and see. If that doesn't become, if somebody's figured this out and is pretty smart, whether you buy a watch, buy a washing machine, payment plans, you're right. The payment plans have been around for a while, but they haven't really applied to buying clothing. No, MyPillow, we've talked about this any number of times. I think they may have been the first ones doing this kind of point of sale stuff that they do. You go to MyPillow.com, and you see all of the things that they have there, the new towels, the sheets, the pillowcases, the mattresses, all that stuff. You can buy up, if you buy under $200, you pay for it with a credit card or whatever. Over $200, if you want to buy a lot of stuff, spend a couple of $1,000, they'll put it on payment for you. That's something that I don't know how many of these direct sale outfits are doing or have done, but I think you'll see more of that now. As we're suggesting. So that's that. All right. You were talking, or you and I think this was off the air, about Amazon and their lawsuit against the Pentagon. This is pretty interesting, and it's more political than it is business, or at least it kind of smells like that to me. What do you think?
I do think this is political for sure, and I think this is probably going to end up, either this will end up being very public and we'll all know what's going on, or it's going to get pushed into a, you know, behind closed doors and it'll be some sort of settlement. But what we're talking about, though, is Amazon is suing the Defense Department over the Defense Department's decision to award a cloud computing contract that's worth up to $10 billion, and they gave it to Microsoft. Now, all the companies bid on this, the big ones, Microsoft, Amazon Web Services, Oracle, IBM, they all wanted to get this contract. And it's a software contract that basically stores data. It's in a cloud storage thing. So it's called the Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure, or JEDI. Someone's a Star Wars nerd.
Wow.
And it's this is the military's effort to modernize their computing systems and their storage facility. And so back in October, Microsoft was awarded this contract. And Amazon says that they're now suing the Defense Department, saying that they had basically concerns about revealing proprietary information, trade secrets, things like that. And they say that throughout this bidding process that they believe that this was a politically driven decision that the Defense Department
what
made.
What do you think?
President Trump doesn't like Jeff Bezos.
Okay, what do you think?
I think it absolutely has some political bent to it. I don't know if you know if Bill Gates and Donald Trump are friends. I'm not sure, but that's what Amazon is saying here, that this was that they took a hit because President Trump doesn't like Jeff Bezos, and we know he doesn't, and he has been very vocal
against Bezos. Is a big Lib or supporter of Democratic causes and candidates? I don't know that much about his politics.
I don't think so. I think it's just that Donald Trump has gone after Amazon from day one of his, you know.
Well, doesn't he own the Washington Post?
He owns the Washington Post,
yeah.
And that's the real problem. Yeah, that's why there's no way that Amazon, I think, even had a shot at getting this $10 billion contract. So we'll see where it goes.
Let me think for a second. Are you saying
win?
That somebody in business who has a different political point of view buys a newspaper and that somehow influences the news? My God, I can't believe it. Really?
Yep.
Wow. Isn't that amazing that something like that could happen? Whew. All right. Well,
we'll see where it goes.
Yes,
we go nowhere. But
while we're in Washington, let's find out how Ruth Bader Ginsburg is doing. She's home now, but apparently she's had chills and a fever over the weekend. She's 86. She was in the hospital before. She went to Johns Hopkins, I guess, right? She had some kind of infection. What's the...
I think they thought she had the flu, maybe. And then they gave her some antibiotics and fluids and things like that, and then she was released. But she's... It must be difficult, separate from being on the Supreme Court, which obviously comes with a lot of pressure, but it must be difficult to have the entire country kind of holding their breath every time she gets a cold.
Yeah,
you know,
like, right,
think about living in that type of a spotlight.
In a bubble, living in a bubble. Yep.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's the case with people like Taylor Swift, too, people that are famous for whatever the reason. If you feel like you're living in a bubble, can you go anywhere? Can you do anything? Can Brad Pitt just go down the street for a hamburger? You know, that kind of stuff.
Brad Pitt right now probably can. But there were certainly times in his career where, he would have been chasing.
What about Taylor? Taylor Swift, by the way, won the decade. What was it? The Star of the Decade or something?
Artist of the Decade.
Right. Yeah. Nice event last night on the American Music Awards. Carole King presented her with the award. It was a nice touch. I didn't see much of it, actually, but I did see that, and I saw Selena as well. You watched a lot of it, though. What did you think the highlights were?
I actually didn't. I started watching it on DVR late, so I really didn't get through much. I saw the Taylor Swift performance, and then that was kind of it. But
Did you watch it, Kara? Did you watch any of it?
I did not. Huh. I thought about it, and then my roommate was watching TV, so.
Oh, you only have one TV?
Yeah.
From the performances that I saw, Camila Cabello was really good with Shawn Mendes. They sounded great together, and they're a couple, so they're really cute. People like watching them. Yeah.
Tony Braxton, Green Day, Shania Twain. Apparently, looking at the review here.
Yeah, I didn't see Shania. I saw Green Day. Green Day was actually really good.
Ozzy Osbourne, Billie Eilish. This is an interesting combo. Billie Eilish is what, 17, 18 years old, and Ozzy's about my age.
Well, he performed with Post Malone, so because they've got a kind of a hit song together right now, which is sort of surprising, but very cool, yeah. So they kind of mixed up the genres and the ages a bit.
Shania Twain was very. What's that line from the song? He don't impress me much. She was pretty impressive. I've always liked her. Anyway, I've always thought she was quite the thing. Anyway. Is that an awkward way of putting it? I think she's very attractive. And
you think she's hot?
I actually do. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, that's a
get in line because most men do.
Yeah. Well, I'm not like most men in most ways, but I can tell a good-looking woman. I think Taylor Swift has become quite attractive. I think she was kind of gawky and gangly when she was a kid, but she now. I think she's pretty attractive.
She's not as skinny as she used to be, which is a good thing, because she was really thin.
So I got to have you tell me one thing, then we'll take a break for a minute. What is the story with Justin Timberlake holding hands with this woman in the movie in New Orleans? What in the world is going on with that?
This is not good news.
News media?
People, no, this is... I saw the video. TMZ has a video, and the Daily, and this made it to the British tabloids. And so there's a video of him up on this balcony in New Orleans at a bar called the Absinthe House, and he's hanging out with this girl that he's filming a movie with, and they're holding hands, and she's on... He's got ripped jeans, and she had her hand on his knee. And I just was looking this thing, thinking to myself, if that was my husband, he would be in a lot of trouble. Yeah. So I don't know where he... If Jessica Biel, I don't know where she is right now, probably at home with their kid, but, yeah, it does... It does not
look... conversation, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of conversation, let's have conversation about how you feel. Then have a busy weekend out running around. Did you play a little touch football? Did you do a lot of activity with your children? Maybe you were playing with whatever it was you were doing. Maybe you were working. I threw a little kink into my back lifting a marble countertop on the weekend. That probably wasn't the smartest thing I'd done for a while. So I reached for Joint Formula 14. Feel much better today because I found ache relief. And you can do the same thing. If you're very busy actively, no matter what your age, may I suggest you go to achefree.live, A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E, achefree.live, and see what you can do to kind of alleviate the problem of aches and pains. Naturally, the homeopathic way, this is a much better formula than you find using drugs. Dogs, like my Daisy May, have I have very good results, actually, using a product that's like Joint Formula 14 from the same company called Leaps and Bounds. So if you'd like to put yourself on a plane that really makes you feel good, 14 days into it, you'll feel much better or your money back. Go to achefree.live and a special buy one, get one free offer right now on the pet and the human. I don't use Leaps and Bounds. I just use Joint Formula 14 for Daisy. Same thing. So the bottom line here is get rid of the aches and pains. Go online now. Get the details at achefree.live. That's achefree.live for a special offer. Use the code DJV. Feel better or your money back. Achefree.live, code DJV.
This is sponsored by BNY Mellon Investment Management. When it comes to fixed income investments, many Americans are left seeing question marks instead of dollar signs. BNY Mellon Investment Management launched a national research study in October 2019, revealing the vast majority of surveyed Americans do not understand fixed income investing, with only 8% able to accurately identify it. As the baby boomer generation enters its retirement years, an understanding of fixed income solutions has never been more important to help those achieve their financial goals. BNY Mellon's Inside Investment Portfolio Manager, Gautam Khanna.
Investors' needs change over time, especially as they approach their retirement years and begin relying on their investments to provide them with a steady income. As the third largest fixed income manager in the world, BNY Mellon Investment Management manages a full breadth of fixed income solutions through its 8 investment firms.
For more, visit im.bnymellon.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So what do we think about what happened in Hong Kong over the weekend? Democracy candidates in a landslide victory, district city council elections. Residents turned out in record numbers to vote for the anti-communist platform. Government protests continued, but boy, did they give an up yours to the, to the Chinese. In terms of the victories that all these candidates had, just the anti-communism candidates were the ones who won, and that says something. That's not this problem over there is not going to go away. That's for sure. The Chinese would like it to, but it won't. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Spoken for, I fear. Everyone I've ever loved is here within these walls. I'm sorry, Secret Siren, but I'm blocking out your calls. I've had my adventure, so don't need something new.
So I went to the movies a couple times this weekend. If you could get in the door with the crumb grabbers all around the place. Everybody wanted to see parents with like 16 kids under their arm wandering into the theater. It looked like a lot of them had never been in the theater before to go see Frozen 2. Now, this is a franchise. They'll be able to crank these puppies out, especially when you consider what the box office totals for this movie were over the weekend. This movie moments.
Broke a record.
I know, yeah. What was it, $130 million or something like that?
It made $130 million domestically, $350 million worldwide in its opening weekend. So it's the most successful animated movie opening
Who
ever.
Who are the voices of some of the very popular voices?
Kristen Bell is Anna, Idina Menzel.
Yeah, Idina Menzel. Evan Rachel Wood is in this one as well. So it's,
Josh
it's a lot of
Gad, movies. I think, is in it too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So it's just one of those phenoms, and you'll see plenty more of them as long as they come up with story ideas.
They probably will, but didn't it take a long time? Yeah, I'm just looking up now.
It's been like
the first
4 or 5 years or something. Well, I
2013, watched, so it's been six years.
Yeah, because I watched the first one when I was in college, and that was more than 5 years ago. So it took a long time, and I don't know if that was because they didn't know they were going to make a second one or if the animation just takes that long. But, yeah, this isn't something that they can just crank out every 2 years.
Well, it takes a lot. There's a lot of technical work involved in doing this kind of stuff, no question about that. So
well,
then,
no surprise, that was number one.
Yep. Number two would be Tom Hanks, I'm guessing?
No, number two, no. Ford versus Ferrari. This is sort of like the little movie that could. People are loving
it. I tried to get in to see that twice, and I ended up going to other movies. Both of them were awful. Well, not awful. The Jojo Rabbit was I don't know how to describe it.
I've heard great things about that, but I can't really imagine.
You gotta think your way through it.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily your type of humor.
Right. I probably wouldn't put. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, that John Cena movie, what a waste of time.
Well,
good
that's a
God.
Kids movie, Playing with Fire. That was number six. That's actually made $31 million.
Really?
But back to Ford versus Ferrari. This has made almost $60 million domestically so far.
Really? Well, they're two likable stars. People like both of those guys.
Well, and the fact that it's a true story, I think people really think. I don't know that I'm a car fan, I guess you could say, but I didn't know this was a real story. And I think a lot of people feel like, wow, this is kind of cool. And true stories always, I think, resonate more.
The Bullitt car was the first, the foray into this Ford getting into the racing business with a fastback.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what Matt Damon and Christian Bale both. I actually, truth be told, I tried to find a seat. After I left I walked out after 35 or 40 minutes of the Cena thing, and I walked around the theater to see if I could find a seat in another movie. The one I most wanted to see was the Ford Ferrari thing, and I went in and playing on two screens. I couldn't find an empty seat, but I watched it for a little while. He's in his Australian voice. Now he's Australian.
It's Welsh.
Christian. Is he Welsh?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, sounded Australian. Anyway, but he's using his real voice in this.
It's kind of odd to see him hear him with that with his natural accent, because we're so used to seeing him do other things with an American accent.
Right,
but
exactly.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Number three was the Tom Hanks movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, the Mr. Rogers movie.
Everything I hear about that made $13.5 million for the opening weekend. Yeah, everything I hear about that is.
And then number four. Was a movie called 21 Bridges. I don't know what that is.
It's a black action flick. The guy who starred in Panther. What's his name?
Oh, is that black Chadwick Panther? Boseman?
Yep. Yeah, he's a New York Bridges? City okay. detective chasing the bad guys, and they close all of the... There are 21 bridges between Manhattan and the outside world, mm-hmm. and that's what the significance of 21 Bridges. They close them
Sounds
all.
Sounds cool.
To find the bad guys. Yeah, it looked like an interesting action flick.
And then number five was Midway. Midway's actually done pretty well. That's made $43 million domestically so far.
Yeah,
and then the movie that you walked out of, Playing with Fire, that's made $31 million so far.
Yeah, ridiculous.
But Charlie's Angels kind of stalled out. That dropped down to the eighth place. That only made $13 million so far. So not great news for that.
No, yeah, that's too bad. Well, I'd be interested to know what it does overseas, because that's the kind of movie that doesn't maybe do well domestically, but the say what you will about the Chinese, they love those kind of movies. And the Europeans like that kind of stuff, too. They like the action flicks and, you know, shot in Hamburg, Germany, and so.
You know, well, here you go. I just looked this up. So internationally, it's made $29 million. So total global sales is 50. $43 million. Yeah.
And it cost them $50 to do it. They'll get their money back. Yeah. Won't be a big box office success, but it's a fun flick. You want to go see have a fun time? That's it. 59 past the hour. Speaking of a fun time, this is the DJV program.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.